sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Really nishmas Reb Shimon ben Reb Chaim Eliezer, and the schus Avram Shraga ben Malka Esther and Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina. It says in the Torah, Adam ki akriv mikem karban v'yikra alef beis. Gemara in Chulin says, mikem v'lo kuchem, not all of you, because this comes to exclude a mumer and a pasty Jew, is now allowed to bring a karban, mikem b'chem chalakti v'lo b'umos. Among you I made this distinction, but not amongst the umos. Rashi explains, because this miut is written only by Jews. Adam ki akriv mikem is referring to the Jews. It says later on, Rashi says, ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yakriv korbano l'chol nidrehem. And what does it mean, ish ish? The Gemara darshins, Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Chulin, the rabbis nachrim, that they're allowed to make nidarm and adavas ki Yisrael. But by them it doesn't say a miut. If it would have the gabi di tulok siv miut, the lichtov min ha'adam, ki yakriv karban. It could say in the pasuk, min ha'adam, ki yakriv karban. In other words, it's excluding other adams, mashma lo kol adam. Shema min abachem chalakti, shekshere mevim, velo amumrim, velo ba'umos, shekul misnadvin wakabla mehem. So since it says, adam ki yakriv mikem is among the Jewish people, and not all the Jewish people. It doesn't say min ha'adam. That would have been excluded some of the goyim also, a goy who's an Aved Avodah Zarah. But it doesn't, it only excludes Jews who are Aved Avodah Zarah, Jews who are apostates. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Maase Karbanos, Peragim Olacha Beis, Echad Anashim, etc., are bringing Karbanos, Aval Hagoyim Ein Mekablu Mehem Olos Bilvad Shinemar, Miyad Ben Nechar, Los Akibur Zlechem Elokechem, Afilu Olos Of Mekablu Men Agoy. Afilu shu oved avodah zarah. So, goyim are not allowed to bring any other carbon, but an ola they're allowed to bring, and that includes even an ola ha'of, even if the goy is an oved avodah zarah. Wow. So now that even a goy who's an oved avodah zarah can bring a carbon, mashen kein b'Yisrael, yesh ladun, says the Sefer Mishnah Schaim and Simon Beis Vayikra, which we're basing this year. What's the chakira? The chakira is as follows. Is it because Toras Mummer is Shaykh Rak b'Toras Yisrael? Only a Jew can be a Mummer. But a Ben Noach, who doesn't have Torah and Mitzvahs, they just have Zion Mitzvahs that are just for Kiyam v'Yushiva Olam. Therefore, even if he's not Makayim, what, he's not Mitzvah, he doesn't become a Mummer. And therefore, a Goy can bring a Karban even if he's an Oved Avodah Zarah. Or the other side is that even though it's Shaykh Toras Mummer, Gam Bivnei Noach, Aval B'chol Zot Eino Pasul B'kach Lahavat Korban. That doesn't pass them. Yes, there is a Toras Mummer by a Goy, but doesn't pass them for bringing a Korban, since the Ein B'Korban Goy Ritzui. There's no Ritzui in a Korban Goy like we see in Zerachim Mem Heyamid Beis. And they just bring a Korban without Ritzui. It doesn't affect the same change in Shemayim, the same appeasement in Shemayim that a Jew's carbon affects. So therefore, so they have like a lower level carbon, and therefore their mumrus doesn't passel. Such a, you know, second class carbon isn't going to be passel if a person is a mumr. But we have higher standards. We have a first class carbon, and memela, we also have higher standards that the carbon of a mumr is passel. So is there a Torah's mummer by a goy or not? So the nafkamin is l'mashikasav meshechachman b'midbar tezayin yud gimel shegoyim is gayer v'lohevi carbon geirutz shelo haray afilu shu yisrael gomer v'chayev v'chol ha-mitzvahs b'chozot l'inyana korbanot dino kebenoch, that if you have a goy who's mizgayer and he didn't yet bring his carbon, you have to bring a carbon when you become a geir. So even though he's yisrael gomer and he's chayev v'chol ha-mitzvahs, as far as korbanos go, he still has a din of a ben noach. So now, Ayin Sham the Meshech Chachma, based on the Rishonim, the Gemara. So now, if this person is a Mummer, does he bring a Karban? And this is Talui B'Shnei Hadrachim. That if we say that Ein B'Ben Noach Toras Mummer, since Mummer is only Shaykh B'Toras Yisrael, so if so, this person who is Mizgayer and now is Yisrael Garmani's Mitzvah B'Chol Mitzvah Torah, Avadi becomes a mummer. Now he decides, after he converts, he decides he wants to serve Avodah Zarah. He's a mummer, and he doesn't bring a carbon. But if we say that there's no psul mummer, if we say that there's no psul mummer b'karbanos hagoy, since even though he's a mummer, nevertheless, b'taras havas karban ben noach, ain't psul mummer. So since this Yisrael is bringing this karban b'taras ben noach, now he's bringing the karban b'taras ben noach. So if you say that since he's bringing a lower class karban, we're not passing a mummer, so this goy who's misgayer and now became a mummer, his karban would be kosher because he's bringing his karban b'toiras karban shel ben noach. And a karban of a ben noach, because as a Jew he's not allowed to bring a karban yet until he brings his karbanos of geiris. So as far as a Jew is concerned, as far as a goy is concerned, this karban would be kosher. But if you say that the reason a goy can bring a carbon even if he's a mummer is because there's no Taurus mummer b'bnei Noach, but this person's already a Jew, so he does have Taurus mummer. But if you say it's because the carbon of a ben Noach doesn't bother us, doesn't impede, so this carbon is bringing brought out ben Noach, and therefore it's beseder, it's kosher. The Rambam writes in Uchas Maisa Karbanos, Paragim Alacha Dalit, Yisrael Shem Murmel Avodah Zarah Mechal Shabbos Befrahesia, in Mekablim Mimenu Karban Klal, Afilo Ola Shem Mekablim Osa Men HaNochrim, in Mekablim Osa Men HaMumr HaZeh, so a Jew is a Mumr for Avodah Zarah, or to be Mechalil Shabbos Befrahesia, you are not Mekabel, even the Ola that you're Mekabel from Goyim, you're not Mekabel from this Mumr. So what's this chiddush in the Rambam that he writes? Afilu ha'ola, even the yola were makabel from a goy, we're not makabel from this mummer. What was the salkadaitach? What was the havamina that in ola we will be makabel from him, even though he's a mummer, just like we're makabel from a goy? So if we say that there's no psul mummer or karbonos hagoy, is since toras havas karbonos hagoy shonam Yisrael, since the carbon doesn't really count for him, and there's no ritsui, therefore there is no psul mumer b'havas karbon. So we can explain pshat in the Rambam that what he means is that eino chinami, there's a psul mumer b'karbon Yisrael. But salka daitach, I would have thought that since the goy brings an ola, and with this there's no psul mumer, since b'toiras havas shel karbon zeh eino poiseles es hamumer, so this outs this karbon. He's allowed, this doesn't passel. The fact that he's a mummer doesn't passel. So why don't we say that the Jew can bring the ola just like the goy brings the ola, and there's going to be no psul mummer. Say it's on the same level as that of a goy. And that's what the Rambam's coming to teach us, that it's not true. She'af ha'olam she'mekablim otam min ha'goy, afilu shu aved avodah zarah, even though the ola, we're makabel from a goy, even if he's an avodah zarah, you're not makabel mi Yisrael. Why? Hol bi Yisrael af ba'ola in Torah savas karbanos shel goy. Because you can't say that the Jew's ola is going to be on the same level as the goy's ola. No, it's the ola of a Jew, and therefore mumris passels. Avayin b'sefer nifla mishna schayim in simen hey on meseches chulin. In Shmos, Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf Hei, it says, Ve'yomer Moshe, gam ata titen biyadenu zvochim ve'olos, ve'asinu la'Hashem Elokeinu. Ve'yen perish Rashi sham, b'yud beis lamet beis, because of Aramban, lo'omer Moshe davar zel manas le'osos ve'los ha'klal, avol ol al das Moshe l'asu zevach v'shem to'eva. Ki Hashem chafetz dako lo lechaper alav. Says the Ramban that Moshe, it never even occurred to Moshe to bring this carbon that he says to Paro, you're going to give Zvachim and Olos, and we're going to make it, bring it to Hashem. It never occurred to him that he's going to bring this Zevach Rishayim Toeva of this of Paro. Ki Hashem Chafetz Dako, Akash Baruch Hu wants to knock Paro down. Lo lechaper alav, not to be a kapara. It's not, can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to bring this carbon of Paro. So Hayin Shem the Ramban. Again, Perakid Pasuk Chaf Hayin Shmos. So we have to understand. We explain that a goy can bring a carbon even if it's a zara, and there's no psul momi le korbanos. So how did the Ramban write that vaday Moshe Rabbeinu lo yishal mimenu carbon lasa zevach rishayim toeva? That Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have gotten a carbon from Paro to make a zevach rishayim toeva would have been an abominable carbon of a rasha. Sharei ein psul zeb goya makriv carbon. This disqualification doesn't apply when a goy brings a carbon. The Archaim there writes, Kasha Echshal Yishal Evan Hashem Zivcha Elokim Ish Bazui Vitame Asher Herim Piv Bekadosh Yisrael Noisev Ala Yosei Nochri Hechofetz Lashem Bezevach Rishayim Hagam Sham Ratoira Ish Ish Lerabos Ach Verak Lo Lishol Mimenu. So the Archaim writes like the Ramban. How could it be that he's going to be how is it that Moshe is going to take Karbanos from this Rasha? So explains the Or HaChaim that Ein Achinami, a goy can bring a Karban even if he's an Oved Zara, and there's no Psul Mumer. Nevertheless, that's only if he brings the carbon himself, but not to take a carbon from him. In other words, that's what he says at the end. V'gam sham ratori ish ish l'rabos, okay, every guy is allowed to bring a carbon, even a guy Russia, even a mummer, but ach v'rak l'lishol mimenu, if he brings it himself, you could take it from the guy, but not to borrow the carbon from him, not to take the carbon from him for your own purposes. That can't be. So we have to say that's also what the Ramban means. That bevadai, if the guy brings a carbon meritzono, you do. But to come and ask him for a carbon, that we're not going to do. Ach v'rak lo lishol mimenu, not to take from this animal from him and bring a carbon on his behalf. That can't be. So that's apparently what the Ramban means also. That in a chinami, a goy can bring a carbon if a goy wants to bring a carbon, even if he's a rush, even if he's a mummer, but not that we're going to ask him to bring. But we have to understand, since ein beben noach psul mummer le carbon. So what's the difference whether he brings it on his own or we ask from him? His carbon's kosher, so why not ask from him a carbon? The Ralbag writes that goy may be carbon im hum mumer, ki a goy lo me arm kurv la shemis brokh ve atam in ruchak ve lachin ach shor to la hak of carbon sky ve love roy le kav lein shamber al bag. So our bag says that the goy was never really close to Hashem in the first place. He was far, and now he wants to come close. Let him bring the carbon. So according to this, we can explain the Ramban and the Rachaim that they understood that vade gam a goy over the zara, and it doesn't recognize a kadosh baruch hu. He's pasal lahavi carbon lashem, and that's included in zevach rishayim toeva like Yisrael. And that the Gemara's mechalik between Yisrael legoyel and Yipsul mumer korbanos is that Yisrael is over the zara cholav psul agufta mumer. He has a bodily psul. There's something that disqualifies him personally, and he's pasal avos karbon until he's mivatel from himself the name of mumer. In other words, he has to do tshuva with kol gidre hazara b'tshuva, and as long as he's not chozer b'tshuva on what he did, he's pasal b'toyras mumer, and he doesn't bring a karbon. V'ilugoy she'ovid avod zara. Af she'eno roy lahavos carbon lashem, a goy is over avodah zara, even though he's not roy to bring a carbon to Hashem, since he doesn't recognize him and he's over avodah zara, but he doesn't have this psula guf of mummer that only through tshuva gemura he could be kosher lahavi carbon. Just with a goy, as long as he's over avodah zara, he doesn't bring a carbon, and it's included in zevach rishayim toeva because he's over avodah zara and he's not serving God. But when he's no longer an Ovid of a Zara and he brings a carbon like Kadosh Baruch Hu, Aydei Shemakir Bo Kihu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he recognizes Hashem And through this, he's koyfer in his avodah zarah. He can bring a karban even without doing tshuva on whatever he did in the past. It's enough that mikanu lahaba hu lo oved avodah zarah ela oved l'Hashem. So he doesn't need all of the chilukim of gidrei hatshuva. Rather, what does he need? He just needs to stop serving avodah zarah. So it emerges that only when the goy comes meretzano hatov and brings a carbon l'Hashem, so then he's makir b'kadosh baruch hu and he's koyfer b'avodah zarah. And he's not serving the Avodah Zarah anymore, he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of this, he can bring a carbon. But if he doesn't bring a carbon meritzona, rather he is asked, you're asking him, you're taking the carbon from him, you're taking this animal from him, you're mevakesh mimenu carbon, I said before borrowing, but you're taking the carbon and bringing it on his behalf, and he's giving it to you in order that you should be makrovit. About this it says, Zevach Roshoim Toeva. Since there's no proof that he's bringing the carbon as a believer, as one who recognizes God's dominion over the world. So nimtza that he's not koyfer b'avodah zarah. He's still omei b'merdo b'kadosh baruch hu. And this is the carbon's puzzle. Kamo b'Yisrael momer. It's a zevach rishayim toeva. So therefore, you have to make sure that he comes on his own, that he initiates it. If he initiates it, then you can say that he's serving Hashem. But if he's not, then to go and ask him for a carbon when this guy's an ovid b'avodah zarah, so that's meaningless, that you don't do. And that's what the Or HaChaim writes, that even though there's a ribui of a goy, momer lahavos karban, nevertheless ein lishol mimenu karban, you're not allowed to ask him to bring a karban. And that is also what the Ramban writes, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't intend to bring a karbanos that he's going to be makabel from Paro, because Paro didn't bring it meritzono. So that's the... That's what Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have meant. That it's only if Paro brings it meritzono, then he'll take it. But if Paro shalom meritzono meichitesi, he's going to take from Paro. And the Yalkut Shimoni, Chelik Beis, Remez, Tov, Nun Kuf, Nun Gimel. It says Zevach Roshayim Toevas Hashem Mishlei Tesvav Ches Rabbi Yoshua Rabbi Chanina Ben Rabbi Chanina, I guess, Lefisha Bilam Omer LaBalak Meneli Shiva Mizbechos. Since Bilam said to Balak, build me 7 Mizbechos. Kolomar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Avitz Berkavanos Kenu Omer Lo Ayidei Iyov Vata Kuli Shiva Parim Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Eini Chafitz Berkavanos Secha Zevach Rishayim Toavas Hashem. So Bilam said God wants Karbanos, like we see in Eov, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want your Karbanos, Russia. Zevach Rishayim Toavas Hashem. So this Yalkut is very difficult to understand. B'bnei Noach Ein Psul of Zevach Rishayim Toeva. The whole miut is only with a Jew and not with a goy. But based on what we explain, we can understand the Yalkut very well. It's true. So in a chinam, he doesn't have psul guf of a mumer. And you can be makabel karbanos, but in order for him to give the karban, he has to believe in Hashem. But if he's still holding with his avodah zarah, like with Bilam, so what's that worth? About that we say, Zavach Rishayim Toeva. Sforno here writes, Mzeiz Borinian Kayim, Bamrovel Kayim, Belmachasolo Shah, Kihayo, who Mikas Haminim Shen Makavim, Karbon, Kumashuchichu Sofa, Tchilaso, Shoysim and Chasim, Mimin, Bilti, Roy Lakrava. So apparently he's coming to explain Vel Kain Vel Menchaso, could have just said Vel Menchas Kain Lo Sha. So therefore he explains that not only did he bring a type of carbon that wasn't acceptable to Hashem. But Cain himself wasn't acceptable to Hashem. He was Mikas Haminim. And that's exactly what we've been talking about. That a goy who's Ovid of Zara brings a carbon, it's worthless. It's only if he's Makir Bakarish Baruch Hu, like we've been saying, and therefore he didn't accept Cain, because Cain didn't have the proper emunah. Mikas Haminim, the Sforno says. She'ein Makavla Mayim carbon. Beautiful. So we have a mahalach in this sugya. Of course, there's obviously tons more to say, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should birtzos Hashem darkeinu. We should be able to revisit this sugya. Hashem should give us the simchas chaim, the bracha v'atzlach, and the financial means. V'lomod ulam edishmo las l'chaim z'kol v'esam terasa v'yahav. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.